big flash intro, isn't it, for Andrew Webster?
Well, it should be. Deservedly so.
And back from behind the curtains, out he comes, Andrew Webster. Good morning. Another turbulent week of rugby league. Webby, Matty Moylan stood down indefinitely from the Panthers. Michael Maguire sacked. Anthony Seibold comes in at the Rabbitohs. The game that just keeps on giving, Webby.
Never a dull day in paradise, DK. Morning, boys. Morning, listeners. Luckily, we've got the footy starting this weekend. It has been quite a tumultuous week, but I think the footy will start dominating things. It's funny line from Wayne Bennett, actually, at his press conference yesterday about, you know, whether the Walker brothers should coach Gold Coast next year. And he said, leave me out of where coaches are going. It's all crazy at the moment. He said, if they give me an extension on my contract, that's when I have to start getting worried, because the last couple of coaches who have got contract extensions seem to be getting punted. So,
yeah,
if you get a contract extension and you're a coach, run for the hill.
Yeah, well, I suppose it just guarantees a payout, doesn't it? it sort of works for them.
It helps.
It's amazing.
I don't know why clubs want to rush in and extend the contracts of their coaches. It's hardly like they're all going to be poached by some other National Rugby League club, when you think about it.
If there's success going.
Des Hasler got an extension, and the Bulldogs, I know they won the last three, but Des is in more trouble than Dick Turpin's horse. You've got Michael Maguire got an extension. You've got Ricky Stewart got an extension at Canberra, and Canberra's missed the finals. And you've got Paul McGregor, who got a two-year extension, and the Dragons have missed the final. And you've got Anthony Griffin, who got an extension at Penrith, and they're sort of not travelling as good as they'd want to be either.
No, I don't know really how to respond to that. I know in some of those cases, Terry, particularly with Michael Maguire and even with Des himself at the Dogs, those clubs didn't have a better alternative at the time. So they just thought, why would you bring in a rookie coach and someone who isn't getting the job done, or who mightn't get the job done if the coaching question is actually going okay? But I don't know why you signed them to long deals. And I think
They weren't going okay. The Bulldogs weren't going okay. And the Canberra Raiders weren't going okay, even when they extended Ricky.
Okay. You've got to find a better coach to come in and do the job. So it's a very tricky job. I feel sorry for Des. Des, for 18 months, has had the axe hanging over his head. And you can talk about the style of football that Canterbury play. But he hasn't really had... You know, there's been speculation about Des Hasler's role for the best part of a year to 18 months. So it hasn't been that fair on him to coach.
We've been talking a lot about Matt Moylan, mate, and Josh yesterday was talking about him. Have you got any more or anything that we wouldn't have heard so far?
Well, the thing is, like, everyone seems to think that Anthony Griffin has lost the playing group, and I'm not entirely sure if that's the case. As I understand it, a lot of this division or all these issues at Penrith stem from the incident earlier this year, which wasn't a massive incident. He just broke curfew, Matt Moylan, and they stood him down. But some of the senior players are on board with Anthony Griffin's tough discipline that he's instilled at the club. Matty Moylan and a few others aren't entirely happy with it. So I think there's as much division in the senior playing group or in the playing group as there is with the lack of faith in Anthony Griffin from some players. So I find it all intriguing, boys, that it could blow up like this after 7 wins going into a final series. It's just the timing of it could not be worse. I think there's definitely a belief that Penrith are trying to push Matt Moylan out of the club, which I just find ridiculous, given the quality of player that he is. I don't think he would go to the Sharks. I think he'd most likely go to Ivan Cleary and West Tigers. But if you talk to some people, they just say, and these are from people close to Matt Moylan, they just say he's lost and that he needs this break and he needs this time away from the game to
get refocus,
So I personally, I'm not keen to stay at Penrith, and, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of fans that supported that there would like to see it sorted out.
Yeah. I'm a huge supporter of Matt Moylan. I think it's fantastic that he stays with the Penrith Panthers. Let's hope that's the case, because he has got 4 years to go on his contract. The only problem with me, and I know every other National Rugby League club would want him, Webby, but do you really want a player at your club where you think, oh, the discipline's too hard at his current club?
Absolutely not.
I mean, if you can't toe the line, you know, surely, you know, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, well,
he's one of my favourites.
You know, mate, what? It's all like that now. I mean, I know there'd be some more casual coaches than others, but there's... strict rules in place.
He's very much a throwback voice of the 70s and 80s. I wrote a column.
Yeah, you did. It was good.
And I think a few of his, that comes from a couple of his teammates who sort of have that belief in him. Like Matty's the type of bloke who can go and have a few beers on a Wednesday, Thursday night, come out and brain it, on the field on a Saturday and a Sunday. Now, but if you're the captain of the club, that's not a good precedent to set, or not a good standard to set for your teammates. So that's where I think a lot of the angst is as well. So
sure.
Hopefully they can sort it out.
Well, why'd they make him captain?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. Well,
it was the wrong move.
Well, I think they'll try to get some.
Sure.
To make him play ball.
Now, we're talking to Anthony Seibold today. It's all happened very quickly at the Rabbitohs.
My God. It's funny, boys. So about 6 weeks ago, I called the Rabbitohs and I said, so all the mail is that... That Michael Maguire will be sacked at the end of the season and Anthony Seibold brought in. Absolutely not happening. And then what happens? The season ends. Madge Maguire gets sacked. Anthony Seibold, the very next day, gets appointed. I don't think it was very fair on Michael Maguire the way that it's playing out. It's never easy to do. But I thought the announcement of Anthony Seibold within a day of Michael Maguire getting the spear probably wasn't that good. I do agree with the decision, though. Something had to change. It's the same as Canterbury and Dez. Something had to change, so it's the right move. We've heard him on our show a few times, Anthony Seibold. He talks very well, doesn't he?
He's very super impressive.
Mm. So it's the right move for South. I just don't think it was handled that well.
Yeah.
Doesn't make Michael Maguire a bad coach. Just means that his message isn't quite getting through to the player group, and the players have to have a good, long, hard look at themselves as well. So,
it's a freshen up, isn't it? And Cameron Smith, mate, he deserves all the accolades in the world.
He does. I'm chipping away on a piece for the Herald tomorrow on Cameron Smith. I spoke to him at length the other day. Breaks Darren Lockyer's record for most games played. The thing that I like about Cameron Smith is that, there's so much anger and hate in this game, boys. I don't know if you've noticed or not, particularly along State of Origin lines, but Cameron Smith has transcended that. He's one of the few players where, he's almost, and I know there's going to be some listeners out there rolling their eyes, he's almost, he's become the statesman-like figure that the game needs. The thing that I'm impressed with is, and then we talked about it for this piece tomorrow, was just how intuitive he is on the field. And I said, mate, when you're out there and you're in dummy half, do you do so much? Have you done all this video and analysis about what that marker's going to do? And he said, mate, I can just see the whole set right before me, before we even play it. And I just think that's pretty remarkable. And it sums up why he's the great player that he is, boys.
Yeah.
So, kudos to Cameron Smith.
Yeah. I think it's 11 games that he's missed throughout injury, with injury throughout 356 games. I mean, it's incredible. And I've just tweeted too on the Big Sports Breakfast website. DC from Padstow's text in a photo of Cameron Smith, and it says Storm v Eels game officials announced, and Cameron's head's on both the referees there. So, but
that's not fair.
You gotta just, even if you don't like him, you gotta pay homage to him.
No, that's it. But it's like
he's hard not to like.
Worse things have been said about Cameron Smith over the course of his career than the fact that he can wrap a referee around his little finger. So good luck.
Yeah, I was interested in that article the other day where he nearly went to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was going to go home and be back there with his and take his young family back there. So I'm glad he's going to finish as a one-man club.
Yes.
He's contracted to the end of next year, but all the indications from people around him is that he'll go again in 2019. And then he'll play 400 first-grade games, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah. Good on you, Webby.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your footy.